Obituary.
Jamal Khashoggi, the man who spoke out. Jamal Khashoggi, Saudi journalist and commentator, was killed on October 2nd, aged 59.
After all the years of hassle, Jamal Khashoggi knew when to stay silent. He was well aware, for example, that the Saudi government's grand new sewer system in Jeddah was simply manhole covers in the pavements with no pipes underneath. Such corruption was typical of his country. But as editor of Al-Watan, one of the kingdom's main newspapers, he did not report on it. At times, too, friends were arrested and he said nothing. He did not want to lose his job or his freedom. He worried about his family. Sometimes, for he liked a joke, he could poke a bit of fun. When the government was tying itself in knots over women's rights to drive, he ran a series of columns in Al-Watan, imagining what might happen if a girl rode a camel to university. A woman riding a camel was not against the law. So what should be done about her? The next week, the girl was on a bicycle, the next on a donkey. The same legal loophole raised the same awkward questions. Yet they were raised respectfully by a man who supported the monarchy as instinctively as he picked up his phone. His grandfather had been the doctor of Abdulaziz bin Saud, the country's founder, and he himself, reporting from Afghanistan in the 1980s, had worked for Saudi intelligence, getting close to Osama bin Laden to ensure some link, some influence for the Saudi royal house. This tricky work put him for some years in the prince's good books.